when the lampreys came? Huh? Do you remember when the lampreys came?
Yes, but I don't remember one year, what year it was, but the first year we had them, we'd have them the length of the fish box. They'd be 28 inches long. Mm. Big outfits that long, about that big around. But I don't remember what year. It could have been about 1940 or 41, one of those years around that. It's quite a few years. But we caught more of those big lampreys and threw them on, especially in the pond nets. In the pond nets, they'd go after the suckers, and they'd be on the suckers, and they'd get in the nets, and then we'd throw them a lot of times. When we go and lift the net, we'd have probably half a dozen of those big lampreys in there.
So what effect did they have on fishing then?
What
effect did they have on fishing?
You mean now?
The lampreys.
When they first came.
That's when the first came.
Yeah, but you said what the effect did it have on fishing.
Oh, on fishing?
He's a little hard here.
I was killing off the fish. And the sky, all the fish had big marks about that big on the fish that would sky them. Mm.
Could you sell those fish then?
You could, but they didn't like to take them. Some of them had 3-4 lamprey marks on.
Mm. How about alewives?
Oh, alewives, plenty of them in the bay. Of course, we never fished for alewives. But they make a good feed for the other fish, anyway.
Mm. Were there any fishing festivals around here?
They used to be, but they didn't have any now for about 6 or 7 years. The Pier Sportsman's Club used to come over here and have one and over at Boggles. And the
Shoot Where's Docked.
Yeah, and then this Herman's Club used to come out. Now Herman's Club, I guess, go up near Green Bay, but there's...
What would they do at that time?
You mean over here when they had? Oh, they have fishing contests on the different size fish, and then they had a big pond with trout, brook trout in that you could fish your own in the pond. And they were all having a good time out there. But nobody catching fish.
What do you think about the sports fishermen coming in?
Well, there's plenty of room for sports fishermen and commercial fishing. There's plenty of fish for everyone.
Has there been any conflict over the years between the two groups?
Not around here. It's just on the lakes there now that they're having trouble with over the lake trout. But outside of that, there never was any trouble.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering when you go out on the ice, how long you stay out?
Well, we usually go out about 8 o'clock in the morning, come back about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes a little longer than that, but most of the time that's about the average time.
Do Did you ever stay out there all night?
No, not all night. No, my dad did. Got lost on the ice.
And, well, it was it ice when you rescued those clafins?
Yeah, that was, what did the Keith tell me it was last year? He bought me a drink because they rescued them 23 years ago. The ice, they were out setting nets out here, and the ice started moving. Coast Guard came to come and get them off, and Coast Guard fellow said, no use to try to get them off because they'll never get them. Ice is all breaking up. So we took my fishing boat, a 20-foot boat, and we went out there, and we got back about 4 o'clock in the morning from out there. It was pit dark.
Did anybody ever get lost in the bay?
I mean, not for the last few years, but there used to be quite a few getting lost. I mean, before I started fishing, and that is, you know, every once in a while somebody would stay overnight on the bay. They'd have to go out about 7 or 8 miles from shore with a horse. And first thing you know, get a blizzard, and they'd get caught in a blizzard. So I remember one time we walked back 8 miles from out there ahead of the horse, that the horse wouldn't want to go. It was sleet, and you couldn't see shore. You only could see about 200 feet ahead of you. So we had to lead the horse back, and that's the only way you'd get back.
How did you navigate on the ice? How did you find your way back?
We'd always follow our sticks from our nets. And then if we'd have to go some different place, we'd always put a big bush and marked with a big bush about every quarter of a mile apart. So in case it would get bad, well, you'd see the bushes.
You must have taken those with you when you went out.
Oh, yeah. That's where a lot of the Christmas trees went. Yeah. They'd use that for marking.
Was anybody lost at sea? I mean, lost in the...
No one ever did.
Were there any organizations for fishermen out here?
No, there aren't.
Did you ever all get together, or were there places that you would meet?
We never would meet or anything.
Mm-hmm. Any taverns?
No, I suppose at the tavern when they come off the ice.
Well, we meet once in a while at the tavern, all right.
Tell their fish stories.
Fish stories, yeah. You have any fish stories to tell?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I have one to tell you of a fellow that was working at the shipyard. One Monday morning, he goes to work at the shipyard, and the fellow said, I went fishing in Little Sturgeon yesterday, he says, and I caught a 3.5-pound perch. So the fellow said, well, he said, the other day I went fishing in Little Sturgeon too. And I cast it out all at once. I had some on my line, he said, so I started pulling. When I got it up to the boat, was a lantern, and it was still lit, he says. The fellow said, I don't believe you. He said, well, you take 2 pounds off your perch, and I'll blow the lantern.
Is that a true story?
It must be.
Where did you hear that?
A it's a fellow that used to live here about 2 miles from here, and he always was full of jokes and that, so he was telling us about that one time.
Who did he tell? Did he tell the men that had been fishing?
He went to the shipyard, and the fellow that was working with him had told him that he had went fishing a little sturgeon. So when he told him that, well, then he didn't say anything, and he told him about the lantern he caught.
Are there a lot of fish jokes?
Oh, there's quite a few.
I was wondering about your farming. What types of, did you have dairy cattle or?
We haven't got any cattle. Didn't have any cattle now for about 15 years.
But we had dairy cattle and...
Well, we did have dairy cattle
and hogs and chickens.
Hogs and chickens when she started working, we got rid of the cattle, so...
Yeah, it's about 14 years ago, because I worked 14 years, you know. Yeah. And then after Reggie went to school, then we sold the hogs too, because he was raising them to make money to go to college. So,
So when you did milking, you had to do that before you went out fishing?
Yeah. But we didn't have too many cows. How many cows did we have? 12?
For a while, that's all we had.
But we'd milk by hand, we didn't have any milking machine.
Did you have any crops around?
Yeah.
What did you raise?
Oats and corn and barley, and then we had
wheat.
Yeah. Then we had a little garden. So.
Were there any times that when both the farming and the fishing were bad?
Oh, yes. There was a lot of times that way. We had good times with fishing, but we had a lot of bad times. It wasn't always good. And we'd lose nets and that too. Ice would move and we'd lose some of our nets, so it wasn't all profit.
And the trucks would drop through the ice and that.
Wow. Yeah. We had one that dropped in 24 feet of water, and we got it out after the ice moved out. That's the only one that we ever drowned.
How'd you get it out?
We took this boat that I've got, and a neighbor had one the same size, and we went out there with a rail across the two boats, and we hooked the truck, and then we started turning on the rail. We had some holes drilled in to turn the rail until we got it up, raised up to the bottom of the boats. Then we pulled it back as far as we could on the beach, but there was still about 8 feet of water, but we were about 500 feet from the beach there, and we got a big long rope and pulled it up with a tractor, pulled it out there.
Was that a team effort?
What?
Was that a team effort?
it was just an old truck, but we had to get it out anyway, so it didn't matter if we'd have left it in, I suppose.
Is there a dock right out here?
No, not anymore. There used to be one. But it got partly washed away here 2 years ago.
By Don Berger's, there was a dock.
A nice dock there.
Did everyone in the area use it?
But
most of them went down. But then you used to go down over there, here by Johannes's too. There, you know, for winter fishing, you don't have to go on the dock. You know, you can go right on the ice, so you can go almost any place.
But people don't care then if you go across their property when you.
Well, this year's roads that go right down to the bay.
When were they built, the roads?
Oh, they always were there from years back. There was one where we were going down, a fellow bought the cottage there, and he thought he had bought the road too, but it put on a fight, but he lost out on it, so we still could use the road.
How did you fight it?
They went to court on it. He thought that he was going to win, but after a road was in there for so many years, I think it was 30 years, well, it's a legal road, and that road was there for more than 30 years, so he automatically lost out on it.
I don't think that people would like it if you'd go on their property. But
No one would like it.
No.
There's
enough roads to the bay, well then you don't have to go on anybody's property.
Did you ever have any insurance for your nets?
You can't get insurance for nets.
Can't
get fire insurance or anything on nets. Be total loss if it would get burnt up.
How would they get burnt up?
Well, if you'd get a fire in the building, that'd be the way you get them burnt.
Where'd you usually store your nets in the summer?
I have them stored in the big shed here.
Do you have to keep them a certain way?
We have to dry them real good before you hang them up. Then you hang them up and you can leave them there for a long time. And,
did you ever fish with a sailboat?
No, I never did.
Did any people around here?
They used to years ago, but that's about 75 years ago. All they'd fish was pond nets in summer here, and it was all sailboats that they used.
Did they make their own sailboats?
Yeah. Those years, they used to get sturgeon by the loads of sturgeon on their boats, and they'd pile them up like cordwood on the fields.
On the fields?
On the fields. They didn't have any market for sturgeon, and look now how it is.
What did they do for the fields?
Well,
fertilizer, and then they didn't have any other places they couldn't, nothing else that they could do with them, so they'd leave them rot there.
Did you use the fish guts for fertilizer too?
We throw them on the field, and what the seagulls don't get, well then
stays
for fertilizer.
We could notice where the fish.
Oh, you notice it where they.
Oh, it made a lot of difference on the crop.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. And the livers, well, then we gave that to the hogs. It was the fish livers, wasn't it? Yeah, Reggie rendered some of those.
Yeah, he rendered the fish livers. Made the same as cod liver oil.
Yeah, and he gave that to his pigs, you know. Oh. Yeah. Boy, and they really changed, too, those little... Yeah, sure. Oh, they are... They got so nice and shiny. the skin of the pig. Oh. I wish you'd have seen that. What a difference it made.
So it was really useful to have those.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, do you still put the fish guts out in the field?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And which crop is it that you put it on?
It doesn't make too much difference. We just put it back there, and then the seagulls don't pick it up. Well, then, you know.
But sometimes you see a couple hundred seagulls around eating.
At one time, you could throw it back in the bay, right?
Yeah, but now you can't anymore.
No.
Why is that?
They don't want anything, even dead fish, you're supposed to bring them back. They don't want anything to pollute the waters.
Do you think there's been a lot of pollution that you've seen in the time you've been fishing here? Has it been a problem?
No. Well, we did have pollution for a few years, but the water is getting better now. It's getting quite a bit better. But 15 years ago, we did have problems with pollution.
But you use some of that water to boil your sausage and that, right, when you go on the bay?
Oh, sure.
For their dinner, you know.
Well, it boiled anyway, so.
Oh, you use the water from the bay?
Yeah.
From the bay, though.
So you made a hot meal out on the ice?
Sure.
And what else? You took sausage and what else?
Sometimes pork and beans.
Uh-huh. And then bread, and they always toasted their bread on there. That little stove that they have out there, yeah. And coffee, well, they took the coffee was made, so then they put it in that boiler and they warmed it up, you know. It was in a pail, one of those metal pails there, so they could warm up their coffee. So they had coffee and warm bologna and beans. And see, they can't take too much of a variety because they just had a box, and then, you know, they had all kinds of other things to take along too that they can't. So they had enough to eat at noon. So, but they say the bread tastes so good when it's toasted.
Would you have a big breakfast before you go out?
Usually, well, like now I don't eat much for breakfast anyway. But we used to have a good breakfast before going out. Well, you need it when you go out in the cold and we're hired all day.
Yeah. What kind of clothing did you wear out?
Insulated trousers with rubber overalls up on top. That holds the wind back.
What about when you first started fishing, did you wear the same clothes?
Well,
I suppose that was woolen.
It was woolen trousers. Woolen trousers, woolen underwears. Now, most of the time I go just like I am, just with a rubber overall on top.
Any hat?
Of course,
Any hat?
Oh, yeah. What you wear on your head?
A cap.
But now they have the snowmobile suits, you know, it's quite a bit nicer, too.
Of course, this winter it isn't very cold, I know, but it takes 10 years ago, and sometimes it'd be below zero for 2 and 3 weeks at a time, but the last 3-4 winters, you know, just get a few days of zero, so it isn't as cold as it used to be.
And there's fire in the shanty, too. Once that they're in the shanty, you know, they can...
Of course, we have to go out to pull the nets in. And,
but I mean, it is a little warmer in there.
Oh, you have a chance to warm up.
Well, how much time would you spend in the shanty compared to being outside?
Oh, there's quite a difference because it gets real warm. You can sweat in it as it gets that warm sometimes.
Well, were you taking the fish out of the nets? The one that takes the fish out of the nets would stay in the shanty longer than the other one that pulls the net in.
Yeah.
Did you take turns doing those jobs?
The what?
Did you take turns pulling nets?
Pulling nets, most of the time I reset and the other fellow, the one that's with me, pulls them in. Was always use of resetting them from when I first started fishing, and that's why I always did it.
I think that's about it, unless you can think of something I haven't asked.
There's nothing else.
Well, thanks a lot for doing the tape.
That's all right.